Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simen Tov Reish Samach Zayin. And Yitzchem will finish it, and we'll start as well Simen Tov Reish Samach Ches. So we begin very top of the Omid, Kuf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, Simen Tov Reish Samach Zayin. It only has one Sif, and we begin with that Sif Aleph from the Mechaber. Sukkah V'Noyed, the Sukkah itself, and all the decorations of the Sukkah, Asurim Gam Bishmini, in addition to what we've learned previously, that they're Muktzah, they're Huktzah L'Mitzvah, all during the days of Sukkot, but they're also forbidden to be used on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, and even in Eretz Yisrael, this is true, even though there's absolutely no mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, to have anything to do with the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And in the Chutz La'aretz, Sh'osim Shnei Yom Tovim, where we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, so then not only are the Noi Sukkah and the Sukkah itself Aser on Shmini Atzeres, but Aser Gam Bachi, they're also forbidden on Simchas Torah, on the ninth day, because it's a Sofek, Shu Sofek Shmini, maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. And since it's Aser on Shmini Atzeres, for the reasons that we'll explain, therefore, it's forbidden on Simchas Torah as well in Chutz La'aretz. Now, what is this then? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, Hainu, Kishi Itra B'mine Peros, for example, if you adorned your sukkah with various types of fruits, Shatala Bolinoi, you hung them up for beautification of the sukkah, Vim Itra B'sadin in Hamitsuyar, or if you alternatively hung up various types of tapestries and sheets that are colored in your sukkah, so noagin loridin labayis mipnei chashash ganavim or gisham, those would be allowed to be taken down because you're concerned that maybe ganavim are going to come and take them, or because of the rain they'll get ruined. So that you can actually take down. And he says we learned these dinim ayin la'el and simen tov reish lamed ches and sof siv beis, where all of those dinim were discussed. But the fruits, which isn't the concern that they'll get ruined or that they'll be stolen, so then they are muktzah and you're not allowed to take them down. In the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maschel Sukkah, he tells us, Rosh Lomar, Atze Sukkah Asur Mi Lehenos Mimena, the wood of the Sukkah, you're not allowed to get any benefit from, the Chol Shem Shamayim Aleim, because they were called Sukkah, and therefore they're Huxel Mitzvah. Vafilu Nofla Sukkah, and this is true even if the Sukkah fell down, like we already learned in Simon Tafer Islam and Ches, they're not allowed to be used. Dim Lo Kein, Belav Hochi, also Mishum Stira Soel. Because otherwise, you certainly wouldn't be allowed to take it down on Shmini Atzeres, because you would be deconstructing, and deconstructing Stira Soel is an Issa Daraisa. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis tells us, the Ilu Misrame Suda Bevein Hashmashos, Boil Mecha Begavah. The reason why you're not allowed to take it down on the seventh day is because on the seventh day, you're still potentially using the Sukkah, because if you need to have a Suda, even during the Bevein Hashmashos period of time, you have to eat it in the Sukkah. And therefore, during the Bevein Hashmashos period of time, it is Huktzah L'Mitzvah. So, and therefore, Olmigu Diskatzoy Bevein Hashmashos of the seventh day is Katzoy L'Kul Yoma of the eighth day as well. This Bevein Hashmashos between the seventh and eighth day makes it Huktzah L'Mitzvah even on the eighth day. V'huadin B'Chutz La'aretz. And that's why in Chutz La'aretz the same thing applies. Also B'chi, it would be also on Simchas Torah, Mehai Taima, for the same reasoning that technically, if you had a Suda, you'd have to eat it in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres, as we'll explain, because of the concern that maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah. So therefore, during the Bein HaShemashos of the eighth day, it's potentially still the Bein HaShemashos of the seventh day, Sveika Deyoma, and therefore that's why it's Huktzah L'Mitzvah for the entire ninth day as well, Simchas Torah. Now we go back to Mechaber. Mechaber says, V'im chol Shabbos b'motzei yon tivrachun shulchag, if Shabbos is going to be the day after Isru Chag of Sukkot, in other words, Shabbos is what would be the 10th day after the start of Sukkot. So then, in that situation, when Shabbos is on Motzei Yontif, so Simchas Torah is on Friday, and then it's Shabbos, so in that situation, Chol Shabbos Motzei Yontif, Achol Shulchag, Noagim Shalol Yistapek, Minoi Sukkah, Ad Motzei Shabbos, then you wouldn't be allowed to use the Noi Sukkah on Shabbos as well. However, here he brings down a Momekal opinion of the Yesh Matir. He brings down, in the name of Tosos, as you can see in the Ber HaGolah, Oskimo, that there are those that are matir to use the Noi Sukkah already on Shabbos. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel. He says, the Kiva and the Yontif Aser, since it's also on Simchas Torah for the reasons we just mentioned, so imistapik b'Shabbos, if you were to then be allowed to use it on Shabbos, how did it get permissible to be used on Shabbos? It must be that Yontif was mekhen for it. Mikre Hanocha, and the din is that Yontif is now allowed to be mekhen for Shabbos. So he points out that technically This isn't the din, but this is the custom. Because even Tosos, who says that you might not to this, Shigam Tosos, Tomwal Amiga, Tosos says we're Tomeya on this Minog, and that's why Tosos says Yesh Matirin, the Gam Leel, and Simon Tafri Samachay, Stasam Badeya Harishon, Lohokio, Kishesh Matirin, the Khan. One can be Mako, because technically there is no Hachana, no action is being done, and that's why technically it should be permissible, and it's only a Minog not to use it on Shabbos. And that's why the Machmir opinion says, Noagin Shalol is stopping, it's Noagin. The Minog was, but not because of the din. However, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Dalet, Tosos says, no, Yesh Matirim. The Me'ezah Tam Nesah, for whatever reason you want to say it's Osir, it doesn't apply over here. Imishum the Shabbos v'yontov heim kirchoda, if you're telling me because Shabbos and Yontov have the same din, Ha'kaim Olon, the Shtei Kedusha same. No, they don't have the same din. They're two separate Kedushos. V'imishum Achona, I then, Yontov is Mechav v'Shabbos, Mahachani Yeshkan. As we pointed out, there is no physical act of Hachana over here. It occurs on its own, without a person doing something, as you can see in Dershu footnote number 2, Shekivan Shalom Nasabo Maisa, Lobe Le'odav, Lobe Shemayim. No physical action was done, not by a person, not even by Shemayim. Hadav v'bomiyelov, b'meshech hazman. The day changes, and therefore it's the next day, Ein Zenech Shav Hachana. That's not considered a full Hachana. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hago yesh nagu." There is an opinion that says, "Shall you yotzim in asukah? How you omim yiratzon? She niske leishy besukah. Shall you v'asah?" And he brings out from the Kobo that there was a custom that when they would leave the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, it would be on the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah. In Chutz Laaretz, it's the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres. Sveikah the Yoma, maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah. So when they would leave the sukkah, they would say this yiratzon that we should be niske leishy besukah. Shall you v'asah? Should we be able to zocha to sit in the sukkah of the Levyosim? Levyosim was one of these creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The Medrash tells us that if he had allowed the male and female to exist, it would have overrun the world. So he shechted, he killed one of them and slaughtered away the meat of the Levyosim for the Tzadikim in the Olam HaMS. And the other one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in other places tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Levyosim during certain hours of the day. Exactly what that means, you have to go look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Very fascinating discussion, but not for now. We'll discuss this Yiratzon in a few moments in the Dershu footnotes. The Ramah continues and he says, "V'asu l'hochem miyontiv l'tzorach leil yontiv." Now, on yontiv, you're not allowed to do any preparations for the next day of yontiv. In Chutz Laaretz, when it's yontiv sheni shogalius, you can't do any preparations on the first day of yontiv for the second day of yontiv. V'chein asu l'hamid ashulchanos v'asaf solim b'bayis l'tzorach halayla. That's why you likewise can't go and set up the tables in the house, the benches in the house, for the tzorach of the night time. So you can't do that on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Torah, the Havi Achanim, because that would be a preparation for one day of Yontif to the other day of Yontif, which you're not allowed to do. And he brings this down for the Hagos Maimonios and the Ma'aril. Now let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Hei. He says, L'tzorach Le Yontif, meaning Shel Simchas Torah. On Shmini Atzeres, you can't do this to prepare for Simchas Torah. Because the Safi Cholhu, because maybe in fact, Simchas Torah is not really a day of Yontif. In fact, we know it's not. Sveik of the Yomo, we know the calendar. Shmini Atzeres is really the last day of the Yontif, and therefore the Ninsa Yontif Mechel L'Chol. If we were to allow you to prepare on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Torah, it really would be that Yontif is preparing for Chol, and that you're not allowed to do. Or Prate Din Zeh, we already learned this previously in regards to Simchas Yontif, Ein Le'en Le'el in Simen Tov Kuv Gimel, where those talochas were discussed in general for Yontif, and not only specifically for Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'also Lavi Yayim Yontif L'Chaveri. Now that I go bring wine from your wine cellar from Shmini Atzeres to prepare it for Simchas Torah, ubishas hadchak shelo yimtzu b'layla b'kal. But if you wouldn't be able to do this at nighttime easily, so then mutar lahavi yayin v'chein mayim miyontif l'chaver. Then you would be allowed to go bring from one first day of yontif to the second day of yontif. However, rach shetzorach laviyo ba'ojom gadol. But you have to bring it during the afternoon when it's still plenty of time during the day that it's not clear delav muchamilsa that you're doing this for the next day. Mistami, you're still doing it for today. Maybe you want to still have wine or water that day. Because you could argue that you need it still for Shmini Atzeres and you're not doing it for Simchas Torah. Likewise, gam lo yavi kederach shenosei b'chol rach yishana. Likewise, don't bring it in the normal way you do it on a weekday, carrying many barrels at the same time, or carrying one large barrel filled with many things. Do it in a shinoi, and this way it doesn't look like you're preparing for the next day. Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, the tzorach chol ain lanu raya lahatya. If you're doing it for a weekday, you certainly can't do this, even early in the afternoon. The Yishloma davka l'tzorach mitzvot, only for a tzorach of mitzvot. You wouldn't be allowed to do this on Simchas Torah early in the day and argue, well, it could be still for Simchas Torah, but you're really doing it for the next day. That you're not allowed to do. It has to be a l'tzorach mitzvah, and there is no mitzvah over there. Therefore, he brings down for Chayyodim that you don't make your beds on Shabbos, so it'll be nice and ready for Chol, for Saturday night. Likewise, chayin also lechapes haSefer Torah mishabbos liyontif. Likewise, you can't mish the Sefer Torah. You can't set up the Sefer Torah. So on Shabbos, he read the parsha that you were reading that week, and then it's yontif during the week, so you want to mish it on Shabbos for the next day yontif after the davening by Shacharis, so the gabbai want to set the Sefer Torah up for the next day. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to set it up for Yontif because also be Shabbos, true Erev Yontif. On this Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to go be Mechin for Yontif. Likewise, on the first day of Yontif, you only have one Sefer Torah. You can't go and set it up on the first day of Yontif for the second day of Yontif slaying. You're not allowed to go and do that. Now, a couple of Dishu footnotes over here. Dishu footnote number 3 brings down the Dav Kishua Dain Yom. You're only allowed to do this when it's still daytime, we said, on early enough on Shemiyat Tzeres. But if it's already nighttime, even though you didn't daven Maariv, then you would be allowed to go and do these preparations. It's Maariv and Kiddush, according to the first opinion here in this Dirush footnote, don't make it that you're allowed to do Avoda. It's the fact that it's nighttime that you're allowed to now do Avoda for that Yontif. It's not called Hachon anymore from the previous day Yontif. But then he brings out another opinion and says, no, you're not allowed to do it until you daven Maariv and say Kiddush, and only then can you prepare for that night. Dishu number 4 brings down that the shinoi that you have to do, not to carry many bundles at the same time, we talked about previously, shloyavi kama mehem yachad besoch sal, you can't bring a bunch of them together in one basket, yeli yeshana v'yavim aksepo, you bring it on your back, olafonav echor shtayim, you bring it in front of you, one or two, so it looks like it's a shinoi. Dishu number 5 says, however, if you want to learn from that Sefer Torah, kama psukim, so then the Aruch HaShulchan says you'd be allowed to because that's called learning and it's not considered hachana. So if you wanted to mish to that place and then the Baal Kriya is going to practice reading from the Sefer Torah, so in that situation, you would be allowed to go and mish it. As long as somebody's learning from it or laning from it to practice, that would be allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us, V'eskimu achron and the davka l'sadron, which means, that which is said you can't set up the tables, that means you're not allowed to set them up in the full way. However, but just to bring it into the house, that's allowed. But if you still need it for that day, or if you need to arrange it so that the house doesn't look like it's a destruction, like it's a hefker, so then then you're even allowed to set it up. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, the issue here is rak she'oseh hasidu b'fnei atzmo. If you're setting it up just for the sake of setting it up, but if you take it down from the sukkah, fully set up, and then you put it into the house, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not a problem. It's no extra tircha in that situation, it's allowed. The issue foot number 8 brings down, when you're going out of the sukkah on the last day, as mentioned before, that we discussed that yiratzon. So he brings down from the Ramad that there was this custom to say this yiratzon, and he says in the Sidurim, if the nusach is niske l'shon habo leishet besukkas oro shel levyoson, that has the hide of the levyoson, the skin of the levyoson. However, the Bikur Yaakov did not like this gear, so he says it's a mistake. He says, "Elamai l'shon haba ki ein hakavona sheniska leishe b'shon haba b'chag hasukos b'sukas levyoson." He says that's not what we're asking for, to sit next year in the sukkah of the levyoson. Shemayin schach me'ar levyoson kasha, because that can't be what we're asking for. Next year we should sit in the sukkah of the larger shel levyoson. It's not a kasha of sukkah. What he's saying is, "El sheniska b'shayim osashona leishe v'matzadikim in such a sukkah that we should be zocha to such zuchus or." Or don't say the sukkah oro, and then the kavanah sheniskel shon abal lechol besukas kasherit, that we should next year mitzvah be zochah again to sit in the sukkah, and when we sit next year in the sukkah, we should be zochah to eat from the basar of the levyoson. And he brings down for the minhagim the aderes shelo omar nusach zeh. The aderes didn't say this because he says this is talking about really olam haba. What does that have to do with next year in this world? And therefore, his nusach was it should be niskel loshavas besuk shel mitzvah loshon haba oleinu l'tova, that it's coming to us. It should be mitzvah a good year. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tafresh Samach Zayin, and now we start Tafresh Samach Ches, which deals with the Halachos of Shmini Atzeres. Say the Tefillas Leil Shmini v'Yoma. We start the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Leil Shmini, on the night of the eighth day, in other words, the start of Shmini Atzeres, we say in the Davening, Omer B'Tefillah, Vatitin Lanu Es Yom, Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. That's the Gersa of the Mechaber. We don't say Yom HaSukkos Hazeh, Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, but we give it its special name. We've mentioned many times, Pozer Koshev, Shmini Atzeres is regular for the Atzmo, and therefore we give it the name of Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. That's the Girsa of the Mechaber. We'll discuss other Girsos of the name of Shmini Atzeres when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. But for now, we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Aleph, and he tells us, Ein likbo asuda ben amincha ketanu lamala. On Hoshana Rabbah, we don't go and have a big meal in the afternoon, min ha-mincha ketan lamala, 2.5 hours before the sun sets and thereafterwards. Ukidilel b'simin tov kuf chav tes sif aleph in the Haggadah, like we learned previously in Hilchos Yontif in the Ramah. Why? Kidei she'yocha b'layla l'teyavon. So you should eat your Yontif meal that night with great desire and teyavon and not stuffed. And not like those people, she'ochlim v'shosim v'shtakrin, not like those people that are eating and drinking and getting drunk in the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah, achein yicholim l'kadish v'layla, until they can't even drink anything at night. They're so drunk, they're so full that they can't enjoy the Yontif meal. Deirshu footnote number one brings down, ein l'kbo asur, you shouldn't set up a meal, the Ramah, we learned previously, asur l'chol min ha'mincha mal. Not only shouldn't you do this, he says it's actually asur to do this. And the Mishmur says that the lashon of asur technically was lav davka, because every Erev Shabbos you're not supposed to have a big meal then, but it's not technically asur to do so, it's just not a smart idea, because you're not going to eat the night meal, b'teyavon. Mitzvah l'himonam l'kvo asuda miteish shoz l'mala. You shouldn't go and have a meal, because you're not going to be able to eat the suda that night with teyavon. Then he describes what exactly is considered a significant meal. It should be kidei sviya. So don't have kidei sviya. Don't be satiated. Avolecho ma'at, have a little bit. So you shouldn't be going into the yontif famished to quiet your hunger a little bit. That's allowed. In Dishavut number 2, he points out it's technically not only for mincha ketana. It's actually a half an hour before mincha ketana that you shouldn't have a big meal. Dishavut number 3 points out, though, if you did start before then you're allowed to continue. Ein tzorach lahafsik, you don't have to stop. Then I go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, so we talk about the Nusach, which the Mechaber said was Shmini Chag Watzeres Hazeh. So Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Beis, Vim Shachach V'yomer Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, if you forgot, you're so used to saying Sukkos in the last 7 days, V'Aka Raglov, and you took the 3 steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, do you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? In Tzorach Lachzor or not? So he says, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim. There are different opinions amongst the Achronim. And he says, Ayin L'Shari Tshuva, the Chayodam, Klal Tav Ches Din Tez Vav, where he points out, and you can see this in Dershu foot number 5, that this is a big machlokus amongst the poskim. And the Shari Tshuva and the Gosh of Rekiva Eger, they bring down from the Shelis Tshuva's base Yehuda, Sheyotze Bezei Dirchova, by saying, Yom HaSukkos HaZeh, Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, you are Yotze, Bidi Eved. But on the other, he brings down from the Birki Yosef, and the Shelis Tshuva Sholom Meshiv, Sheloyotze Dirchova, you aren't Yotze. La'alocha, the Bikur Yaakov says, also the Ben Ishchai, She'im B'shar She'omar Chag HaSukkos, when you say Chag HaSukkos, you really knew Shmina Teres, but just because of Shigur L'Lashona, because you're so used to saying Chag HaSukkos, you said it, so then Ein Tzorach Lachzor, you don't have to go back. And the Kaf HaChaim adds, She'b'Shmini HaTzeres, B'chutz La'aretz, Ein Tzorach Lachzor, you certainly don't have to go back on Shmini HaTzeres in Chutz La'aretz, because it's really a suffix, maybe it still is Sukkos, but by Simchas Torah, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein Eretz Yisrael, he says you have to go back. There is no Sfeik of the Yomah that maybe it's Sukkos. Finally, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, he paskins that you don't go back. Yotzi Dechova, he says, Shmini Atzeres is technically included in Sukkos. And he says, even in Eretz Yisrael, you would be Yotzi Bidi Eved. There's also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, and also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Shem Simas HaBracha, if you finished off the Bracha, you ended up Mekash Sov Ezmanim, Ein Tzorach Lazo, you don't have to go back, even though you said Sukkos instead of Shmini Atzeres. And he adds, this is true even if you really thought it was Sukkos. Nevertheless, you yotze bidi eved. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah in the conclusion of Sivkot and Beis, and he says, however, everybody agrees, if you didn't say then you do go back and you say the right gears of Atit and Lanu and the Lomar Kahogan, as the gears of the Mechaber is. Sivkot and Gimel, he brings down other gersos. He says, "Ayin the prima godim sheish lomar atzeres below hay." It's not shmini chag ha atzeres hazeh. It's shmini chag atzeres hazeh. And he says from the marshal and the taz, you name marshal and the taz, kasu sheish lomar shmini atzeres chag hazeh. They have the gersa. You say shmini atzeres chag hazeh. However, aval avush kasav kamosha kasav bil shulchan aruch. The avush paskins like the shulchan aruch here, and there's also the opinion of Kain Hiskabel Yerabba b'shem kaber rishonim ubir agra. Many Rishonim, as well as the Vilna Gaon, they say the Girsa that we have in the Mechaber, B'yom Shmini Chag Huatzeres Hazeh, which is again the common Ashkenazic way of saying B'yom Shmini Chag Huatzeres Hazeh to be Yotze in the Bracha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, V'onu Nohagin, Arminagish, She'enom Chag Bashmini. We don't call it Chag. And he says, the Lo Motzino B'shumakum Shenikra Chag. We don't find any place that Shmini Huatzeres is referred to as a Chag. Ella, what do we say? Ella Omrim, Yom Shmini Atzeres. He brings this up with Minhagim. All we say is Yom Shmini Atzeres. However, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet, he brings down that Kam Achronim, Hisigo Alzeh. There are many Achronim that argue with this. And you can see this in the Sharet Zion, Oz Beis, the Taz, the Vilna Gaon, the Bechor Shor, and others. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, that they bring down all these achronim, Hisigu Alzeh, the Hirbu Barayos, the Shmini Atzeres, Mikri Chag, the Shmini Atzeres is called the Chag, and therefore Alkein in Lintos, Mimashi Kosev Chag. Therefore, he says the right way to say it is Biyom Shmini Chag Koatzeres Hazeh, and as I said, that is the commonly accepted custom amongst Ashkenazic Jewry. I know we're in the middle of the Ramah over here, but this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.